Now, today, the Land Development Agency will officially launch, excuse me, its first affordable housing development, which is being directly delivered on state land. The Shangana Castle project in Shankill in South County Dublin will have a total of 597 housing units with a starter price of £334,600 for a two-bed home. The first phase has affordable homes, cost rental and social apartments. Eligible buyers can apply to purchase the houses from October 9th, with apartment purchase opening later on this year. Shangana Castle is the first of around 20 housing projects to be carried out by the Land Development Agency on state-owned land. John Coleman is Chief Executive of the Land Development Agency. He's here in studio to tell us more about it. You're very welcome, John. So do that. Tell us more about the Shangana Castle development and the timelines, particularly on delivery of these homes.
Yeah, good morning, Mary, and thanks very much for having me on. So Shangana Castle is our first direct build on state lands development. We've already delivered around 2,000 homes in partnerships with builders, but this is our first direct build, and it's the first delivery on a pipeline of around 20 sites, which can achieve around 10,000 homes around the country. And the reason why this one is special, apart from being our first one, is that it's the largest direct build public housing project in decades in the state. So that's a landmark in itself, and it's a big sign of the state getting back into direct delivery of housing itself. It's also the largest passive house standard scheme in Europe. And what that means is it's very high energy efficiency and very low cost in operation. And it's really top specification and hard to achieve because of the air tightness standards, the requirement for triple glazing and other specification mm-hmm. issues. So that's another landmark. But the third reason why it's a big landmark is that a lot of what we do and a lot of what we deliver on state lands is in partnership with local authorities. So this is a Dunleary Rathdown County Council site. We've delivered it in partnership with them. Of our 20 sites, over half of those around the country are local authority sites. And essentially the LDA is a service provider to design, build, construct, oversee the project management and finance these schemes.
And the important question, when will people receive keys to the doors of their homes?
So the applications are open, as you say, for the early October for the affordable purchase homes, and then late October, early November for cost rental, affordable cost rental homes, and which are about 195 affordable cost rental in this phase, and 51 affordable purchase. There's also some social homes being released, and the people should have the keys
before
the end of the year.
How many social homes being released?
There's 35 social homes being released.
So 51 affordable homes, 35 social homes. And you said how many apartments, cost rental?
195 affordable cost rental in this phase.
And the timeline on this phase?
This phase is now complete. And these are being offered to the public over the next couple of weeks.
So we should have people moving in before Christmas?
Absolutely, that would be our intention, and we're gearing up for that.
And how many more phases then before the site is complete?
There's one more phase which will complete by the summer. It's pretty much there at the moment, but it will complete by the summer. And that's a further in and around 300 homes that'll be released. A mixture again of social, affordable for purchase and cost rental.
Give me an idea of prices. I mentioned the starter price for a two-bed of £334,600.
That's correct. So we've two-bed houses starting at £334,600, and we've three-bed houses at £349,300. And they're really targeting the market that we're aiming to serve here, which is the middle-income market, those that afford to buy in the private sector or can't afford to buy in the private sector, but that don't qualify for social housing. So this home should be available to someone in and around €75,000 household income gross, which is right bang in the middle of the income deciles, those middle income earners that we're trying to target, and that's right bang in the middle of those.
And what about, you mentioned a number of other projects as well around the country. You said that are they in train at the moment or are they in planning?
They absolutely are. So we're already on construction on a number of sites through our partners and building partnerships, and but also direct delivery sites. So we're on construction in St. Kevin's Hospital in Cork, in Davoy Barracks in Naas. We're about to start in over 500 homes in St. Teresa's Gardens in the city centre, in Cromcastle in Coolock, in Clongriffin. The list goes on and on and on.
I wonder though, John, you've been in existence since 2018. Now, you said you were involved in the building of about 2,000 homes already in conjunction with developers. These are the first direct build using local authority sourced land. Why did it take so long?
So the Land Development Agency Act was enacted in 2021, and that gave access to our financing and other powers.
But you'd had a couple of years before that to start putting building blocks in place.
In the setup phase. So to give you a handle on that, so we're releasing Shangana complete in its first phase today, roughly about 5 years in. To build those homes is about a 3-year build program. Mm. And a scheme like Shangana, where there's 600 homes, which has a big impact on the community through the building, but also the operation of the homes, you have to find architects to design the scheme, you have to consult with the public, you have to apply and get planning permission, which has not been straightforward,
as we all
know. You
have to have the cooperation of the local authorities as well.
You absolutely do, which we enjoy, and we have excellent partnerships with local authorities, but then you have
Has that always been the case, or have you had to work very hard in a job of persuasion?
At the start, it was persuasion, but now we're very much hand in glove with local authorities on delivery. And in fact, of the 20 sites that we have, the majority of those are in conjunction with local authorities, who are the only state bodies that hold land for housing purposes. So we're a very good fit. And those length of times are standard in the industry. We would be as quick as anyone else in the private sector in terms of getting these sites up and running. But the good news is, because of the groundwork that's been put in the early years of the LDA, we have a huge momentum now with about, between our builder partnerships and direct development, about 18,000 homes that we're working on the development of.
Would you welcome the sort of powers that Sinn Féin wants to give to the Land Development Agency, with what they've called an active land management agency? They'd be focusing on acquiring unused zone lands and greater powers to CPO and so on. Would you welcome powers like that?
Look, our mandate is given to us by the Oireachtas, so we will embrace whatever mandate is given to us in that regard. On the active land management, we already do large elements of that, and it takes a long time, but it's under the radar, but they're already starting to yield results, like in Colbert Station in Limerick, which takes a long time, but we will be putting a planning application in next year for that. And but I would sell to anyone in government the value of the LDA as an organisation of 200 people that do nothing but think about and actually building houses all day long, and I think that specialism is very important.
The first tranche coming on stream for people who are looking for affordable homes on October the 9th, and I'm sure there'll be huge demand for that. John Coleman, Chief Executive of the Land Development Agency, thank you.